perhaps the content of the query is regardless of the answer or the question. But with that in mind, correctly, if the question is asked, we would of course try to provide the answer. But the reason for this visitation is to ponder and maybe ask a question of yourselves. For if we think about this, and we think about the reality of what is termed life, it is confusing and yet subtly undeniable that we spend a moment or two of our day looking for the negative in our existence. We seem neither content or without joy, but when we are searching for the disappointment, for those terms of endearment to not require their existence, for that negativity, for that dissatisfaction, we are never more content unless these feelings, these thought patterns surround us. For if we take a man's holy book, a Bible, the Quran, these holy scriptures, the celebration of joy, of happiness, of confidence in one's living arrangements, these are merely missing from the text we see before us. For we worry about the wrath that will be delivered upon us if we do not comply. For it is within this fear, this thought and feeling of having to fit in, to follow, you cannot understand the progression, that spirituality as a progression lies within. It cannot be handed down. It cannot be taught. It has to be shared, explored, conversed from man to man. For within this, you will find this abundance of joy, of happiness. And if we take one's personality, we have those of a joyful disposition. And yet, on the reverse, we have those of a not-so-joyous disposition. And although this opposite may seem very vast and severe, it is a balance between the two that finds a parting in the middle. For if the negative and the happiness combine, you will find that those words of comfort and those words of fear will counteract the words that are spoken, and harmony and balance will prevail. I would like to use a metaphor, as you know we like to use these, but if we take the metaphor of a horse can be ridden. It can be led to its hay, to its water, to its feed. But we have to remember that horses can often live wild, can often have a personality, can have a characteristic of their own. You often hear about stubbornness in man and in animals. But if we take that metaphor, that symbology that lies behind this, you never see an animal, a horse, be negative, for it simply accepts what is. It accepts the balance that lies before it. And yet the golfer who prays, who wishes to complete his round, you neither see satisfaction or dissatisfaction, for it is a game that this golfer enjoys, and endures, for within this he knows completion is the key. And we ask, we plead, we beg of you, that is not the actions of today, it is not the actions of yesterday or tomorrow that count. It is that this game, this round, this lap is completed, that effort and that energy that you so put in is continued until you have that ability to relax, to stand still and take stock and agree you've reached the point that you want to reach. I asked, I spoke about questions, about answers, and the content is not always in the answers or the questions. For if we look within and ask the questions of ourselves, very often you will find the answers are always there. Simply be, simply exist, and you will find the pathways that lie before are there for you to enjoy, for you to find the satisfaction or dissatisfaction in the pathway that lies ahead. We cannot promise that the way forward will be plain. We cannot promise that those spiritual veils, those shores you have to sail, will be clear. But we can promise that as you journey, we will journey with you. We cannot guide without your permission. We cannot answer without your questions. But we'll lead you to the starting block and follow from behind. And when we talk of this scripture, this religious text, I ask that the words from pages of books you may immerse yourself into do not give you the direction, do not give you the wisdom or the guidance you seek. I simply ask you allow the world of spirit, the comfort, the pleasure, and the emotion to take you forward, to inspire you, and to allow you to aspire to that higher being, to that higher realms, where love is pure, where emotion is transparent. You know the phrase of wearing your heart on a sleeve? For it's within these sayings, these words, that we aim for, that love is unconditional, that the emotion is shared between all. For you do not simply serve those that lie in our realms, but you serve a greater purpose within the world today. For if we understand, and if we accept, that the ingredients of what we anticipate are always there, we can take comfort in the knowledge that life is indeed an existence for you to endure, to enjoy, and to learn from.